You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
This is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial free. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story, dozens of people are unable to return home after their apartment building caught fire this afternoon in Kearns. Joining us live from the scene now, KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera. Eric.
Jeff, it was around 12:30 that Taylorsville Unified Fire arrived at the Carrington Square Apartments here in Kearns. And according to Kelly Bird with the department, took them around 30 minutes to extinguish the flames coming from a top-story apartment roof. They're currently investigating the cause, but they do think it could be construction-related as the entire building is undergoing exterior renovations. 24 units were asked to evacuate, one of those residents being Irene Frisley, who was working from home and shared her experience.
I looked outside and saw like a fire truck show up, so I thought maybe I should put on some pants. So I put on some pants. Right as I was putting on my sweatshirt, the police opened the door and said, get out, get out, get out.
Unfortunately, at least four units aren't able to return home for the night, but the Utah Red Cross is stepping up to help those families make sure they have a place to stay until they get the all clear to return home. Reporting live from Kearns, Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Police have officially charged the man they say hit multiple women with his vehicle in a hit-and-run crashes in Salt Lake County. Police have arrested On Pham about 2 weeks ago in connection with one on North Temple that left a woman seriously injured. Pham is now facing six attempted murder charges. KSL News Time 502. Developing news on KSL, police have identified the woman killed in an American Fork home explosion last Wednesday. Officials say 78-year-old Kathy Harrison was in the home when it exploded and later died from her injuries. Fire crews are still looking into what caused that home to explode. Now on display in Salt Lake City for the first time ever, some of those historic artifacts just purchased by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe paid a visit to the church museum for a first look.
A room at the museum is now filled with what they're calling sacred artifacts, all part of a recent purchase from the Community of Christ, which included the Kirtland Temple. There are pages from Joseph Smith's translation of the Bible and letters written back and forth between Joseph and Emma Smith.
Sometimes history can be like a still life where you imagine these people as being nothing like you. And when you see and read the documents they left behind, you actually realize we have far more in common with the people of the past than maybe we think.
Historian with the Church History Department, Spencer McBride, says the most important thing is preserving these documents. The display will continue at the Church History Museum through October. McBride says it was quite a feat to get all these items on display so quickly. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
And mere weeks after closing on the purchase, the church has begun offering free public tours of the Kirtland Temple, a revered landmark to Latter-day Saints. It was the first temple, the only one built under the leadership of Joseph Smith. The first tour group went inside 10 o'clock this morning. The U.S. Supreme Court is set to take up an abortion pill case. Maria Chaleos is at the KSL National News Desk.
The justices will hear a case about the abortion pill mifepristone. The drug may face restrictions on being mailed to patients nationwide if the justices roll back access. It's the first abortion case the Supreme Court will decide after overturning Roe v. Wade 2 years ago. Veronica Faison is a nonprofit gender justice lawyer in Washington, D.C.
Amongst my friends, it is a lot of fear.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the White House is expressing confidence in the FDA's authority to regulate the abortion pill.
This administration will continue to stand by FDA's independent approval and regulation of mifepristone as safe and effective.
The Supreme Court is set to hear arguments tomorrow on whether states can ban the drug, which the FDA approved more than two decades ago. The UN Security Council has issued its first demand for a ceasefire in Gaza, with the U.S. angering Israel by abstaining from the vote. Israel responded by canceling this week's visit to Washington by a high-level delegation. National Security Advisor John Kirby says the administration is perplexed.
The Prime Minister's office seems to be indicating through public statements that we somehow changed here. We haven't.
It is the strongest public clash between the allies since the war began. This week's meeting was expected to focus on Israel's plans for a ground assault in Rafah, where more than a million civilians are taking refuge in war-torn Gaza. From the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
This played out on live cable television this afternoon. Homeland Security agents have raided Diddy Combs' homes in Florida and California.
Federal agents raiding Sean Diddy Combs' Los Angeles and Miami homes. The exact reason for the raids unclear, but Combs has recently been associated with legal troubles that include lawsuits over alleged sexual assaults and sex trafficking. Homeland Security says further information will be forthcoming. Attorney Douglas Wigdor, who represents two plaintiffs who've made public accusations against Diddy, saying in a statement, quote, "Hopefully this is the beginning of a process that will hold Mr. Combs responsible for his depraved conduct." Dave Packer, ABC News.
KSL News Time, 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. Here's Ricky Mies.
Medics now on the scene of this multiple vehicle crash. Southbound I-215's westbound as you're approaching the SR-201 junction. That left lane is blocked to traffic. We've had a surface street accident called out on 5400 South near 50th West. And delays continue if you're northbound I-15 South Salt Lake to downtown. And some slowing northbound on Highway 89. That starts after SR-193 up to the I-84 junction. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. KSL News Time, 5:06. KSL Sports, the season ended over the weekend. Now it looks like Utah State's head basketball coach is leaving town. After the Aggies won the Mountain West title, Danny Sprinkle is a hot commodity and he's moving along to the Washington Huskies. USU offered him a significant contract extension, but apparently it just wasn't enough to keep him in Logan.
Utah State's going to have to move quickly because in the ever-evolving, ever-changing world of college athletics, you can't sit back too long and wait or you will get left behind. So they're going to have to find a new coach quickly, and that new coach is going to have to recruit the current players to stay, because when a head coach leaves, those players then are given the option to transfer to another institution if they want.
That's KSL-TV sports anchor Sam Farnsworth. Sprinkle is going to reportedly make $3 or $4 million a year with the new gig in Washington. Tax day is closing in fast. Susan Spears, the CEO of the Utah Association of CPAs, says you should already be making plans for next year and figuring out what tax breaks you might be able to take advantage of.
Let's start thinking about these things for the 2024 year, because we know that in 2025 there are going to be some changes. We just don't know what.
So you can consider that gigantic question mark as you gather your W-2s and your 1099s and try and figure out if you're getting a refund this year. Is anybody surprised college is going to cost more next fall? KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson on tuition hikes at Utah State colleges and universities.
The Utah Board of Higher Education approved a 3.3% average increase, but they want to reassure everyone that Utah schools are far less expensive than other colleges around the country. They are also coming off a tuition increase freeze put in place by Governor Cox last year, for which colleges had to cover the costs internally.
While this applies to most public colleges and universities, tuition won't be increasing for technical colleges this fall. Traffic and weather together brought to you by Sinclair's Dino Pay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
Delays on the West Belt due to a crash involving injuries with multiple vehicles. Southbound I-215's West Belt just before the 201 junction. Backing traffic to I-80, southbound I-15 bogged down from Murray through Draper with an accident, a new one in the mix. Southbound I-15 just before the Southtown Mall moved to the shoulder. Mark?
Well, we've been short on accidents since an earlier one at Point of the Mountain on the southbound side of the freeway. I-15's been a much lighter than normal commute since then through Utah County between Basin and Point of the Mountain. I'm not seeing any big delays. Seeing a bit of a pushback heading from the freeway, Pioneer Crossing over towards Redwood Road. Redwood itself, good from Bluffdale, Big 3 out west, Mountain View 5600 west, and Bangor Highway through West Valley, typical sluggish. Steve.
And if you're on northbound 15, you're going to be tapping those brakes in spots between South Salt Lake at 33rd up to about 6 north in spots. Then full speeds all the way up to Brigham City. In South Weber, northbound 89 is all clogged up, bumper to bumper in South Weber from just past SR 193 to the I-84 ramps, but looking good on Legacy and the West Davis Highway. New deals are blooming at Murdoch Hyundai. Pick your new car at the spring sales event. Receive 0% for 3 years on the Tucson or lease a new Elantra for only $199. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
As we head through the 5 o'clock hour, we're looking at temperatures in the mid-40s under mostly cloudy skies. Still a slight chance for a few little scattered showers to come by. Generally, temperatures will be in the mid-40s through 6 and 7 o'clock, low 40s for 8 and 9. Ultimate lows will bottom out in the mid-30s. With your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, I'm Kevin Eubank.
Well, the sky and the mountains are pretty interesting at this hour with the contrast of the dark clouds, the sunshine, the rain in Ogden where it's 45 degrees in Salt Lake City. Mostly cloudy, 48 degrees, and sunset tonight comes at 7:45 p.m. KSL News Time, 5:12, an Ohio woman is on a mission to clean up America. Maria Chaleos has more.
Debbie Miller in Akron, Ohio, is on a mission. She's collecting trash not just in her block, but around town. Debbie started picking up trash after her dog received a bloody nose sniffing a broken bottle, and she's never stopped.
I'm keeping a lot of dogs safe and children and grown-ups. I mean, people ride their bikes on the street and there's broken glass and nails.
Debbie has collected over a half million pieces of trash so far and received a proclamation from the mayor for her efforts. Now she's working on a new goal, picking up over a million pieces of trash.
If one person can do what I've done, then anybody can do it.
President and CEO of Keep America Beautiful, Jenny Lawson, agrees.
Our data tells us that if every American picked up 152 pieces of litter, we would clean up all the litter in America.
From the National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Maria. One of the stories we're covering on the 5 o'clock report, an abandoned Soviet-era project known as the world's deepest hole was legitimately thought by some to be an opening to hell. Well, that's been debunked. KSL News Radio's Emma Keddington with more.
Deep in the Kola Peninsula in northwest Russia, there's an abandoned Soviet scientific research station. In the middle of the building is a metal cap on the concrete floor that covers the deepest human dug hole on Earth. It's called the Kola Super Deep Borehole, more than 40,000 feet deep. According to a report by The Mirror, there was a recording released by Soviet scientists that claimed the sounds emanating from this hole were filled with the screams of tortured souls. That's been officially debunked. Now we know the sounds are just a direct pull from the 1972 horror movie Barren Blood.
But even though it's not a portal to Satan's lair, scientists did find 14 species of fossilized microorganisms in the hole. KSL News Time 5:14, trending on social media. A new exhibit combining the past and the future, the National World War II Museum, is using AI to let people have virtual conversations with veterans, including a Medal of Honor winner who died 3 years ago. The exhibit is called Voices from the Front. It lets people ask questions to people like military nurses, factory workers, and a dancer in USO shows. 102-year-old war veteran Olin Pickens even got to hold a conversation with his video-recorded twin at the museum. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the Utah Board of Higher Education just approved a 3.3% increase in college tuition going into effect this fall. I'm KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson.
Second, police have officially charged 26-year-old An Pham in Salt Lake County with 4 hit and runs. Pham is now facing 6 attempted murder charges. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
That's I-215's West Belt, where we have a crash with injuries southbound just before the 201 junction. The left lane is blocked. That's causing delays back to I-80. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Our stormy pattern lasts for another day. I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 48 at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Now, our top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Raids going on now with armed officers at the estates of the music mogul Sean Diddy Combs in Miami and Los Angeles. Confirmed by the Department of Homeland Security, says ABC's Kena Whitworth in L.A.
Agents from Homeland Security Investigations seen in fatigues and body armor entering his home in the wealthy L.A. enclave of Holmby Hills. Drones flying overhead, Combs' 2 sons reportedly detained at the scene, and more agents at his mansion in Miami.
So far, no word what it's about. The White House says it's disappointed with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's decision to cancel a visit by members of his war cabinet to Washington. It happened after the U.S. refused to block a U.N. resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and the release of all hostages. Netanyahu accusing the U.S. of changing its stance on the war. Nope, says White House National Security spokesman John Kirby.
It seems like the Prime Minister's office is choosing to create a perception of daylight here when they don't need to do that.
A federal judge in New York refusing to delay former President Trump's criminal trial next month on alleged election interference and the hush money payment to a porn star. But another judge lowered his bond in another case, says ABC's Andy Field.
Donald Trump saying he'll come up with the now significantly lower $175 million bond to appeal his fraud case. As for this and his hush money trial next month,
I don't know how you're going to have a trial that's going on right in the middle of an election.
Prosecutors say they're pursuing facts and evidence that have nothing to do with this election.
An Ohio man who pled guilty to making death threats against then-Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs has been sentenced to 2.5 years in prison, Joshua Russell. After setting records last week, Wall Street's major indexes closed lower today. The Dow down 164 points. You're listening to ABC News.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Did you know you can get the three things you need to know delivered right to you? Just go to KSLNewsRadio.com, click on menu, and then newsletter.
Or go to the KSL News Radio app, and you click on menu, and then it's email alerts.
This is even easier. Just text the word inbox to 57500.
Get the top national and local stories with the three things you need to know newsletter.
And now the in-depth on KSL, a story we've been following through the afternoon, an apartment building fire in Kearns. It led to a complete building evacuation, leaving a lot of residents unable to go home. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera is joining us live from Kearns with the story. Eric?
Jeff, it was around 12:30 when Taylorsville Unified Fire responded to smoke billowing out of a rooftop of the Carrington Square Apartments. That's just about a block from Kearns High School. Emergency responders went door to door and even busted some down to make sure everyone home evacuated the building. One of those residents was Irene Frisley, who was working from home and told me police opened her door and told her to leave immediately.
So I said, I have a cat. They said, grab your cat and take off. It's a three-story apartment, so the roof caught on fire. They're doing construction, obviously, with the scaffolding, and possibly that was why the fire started. But yeah, just came out here, saw a bunch of people trying to get their kids, so I just opened my car, said get your kids in the car.
Unfortunately, due to the damage the fire caused, we now know that 34 residents across 12 units are unable to return home today. The Utah Red Cross and property management are making sure those residents and families do have a place to stay for the time being, and the cause of the fire is still being investigated.
So, Eric, did they say where the fire started?
Jeff, I do have a clip from Kelly Bird with Taylorsville Unified Fire to explain.
Our units made a quick attack. Got up inside the apartments and found fire in the attic space. They were able to do a pretty quick extinguishment before it spread, but there is some pretty significant fire damage up in the top floors on the south side of the unit.
Reporting live from Kearns, Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Eric. You've been listening to The In-Depth Now. Let's get you home. Traffic and weather together brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
A slow ride on southbound I-15 as usual. This goes from 53rd South almost to Bluffdale. Now starting to see some heavy and slow traffic westbound on the 201 in spots between I-15 and the West Belt. But it's the West Belt that remains jammed up due to an accident. It occurred on the southbound side just before the 201 junction. It's getting cleared now, but it's back traffic to I-80. Mark?
Well, we're short on accidents, and in fact, it's been lighter than normal since we had one at Point of the Mountain on southbound I-15 earlier. Right now, I-15 between Point of the Mountain and Payson is relatively delay-free. Biggest delays may be on the streets off the freeway through Orem and Provo, and then on Pioneer Crossing, struggling from I-15 out to Redwood Road. That's pretty typical. Out west, still looks good on Bangor, 5600 West, and Mountain View through West Valley. Steve?
Got those scattered delays right now on northbound 15 between 21st and 13 South. In South Weber, northbound Highway 89 at a crawl right now. It's packed in from SR 193 to the I-84 junction. Looking good, though, on Legacy, the West Davis Highway, and on the 215 West Side Belt Route from I-80 heading north. Did you know Simple Maintenance rejuvenates your asphalt roof for 30 to 50% longer? Don't wait for a disaster. Go to the Masters at MasterRoofingUtah.com to schedule your free assessment today. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
The KSL 7-day forecast stays unsettled as we get another little wave of valley rain and mountain snow on Tuesday. Look for a high of 49 degrees. In between day Wednesday, partly cloudy and 53. Then another chance for some scattered valley rain and mountain snow on Thursday. We'll get a bit of a break for Friday, Saturday, and even a little bit into Sunday, but by Easter Sunday morning, we start to see another round of potential valley rain as temperatures top out in the 60s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. It's 48 degrees. Do you get the KSL breaking news text alerts? You can. The advantage is you find out first, sometimes before I even get to mention this stuff on the air. Boom, it's on your phone, on the app. Sign up for breaking news text alerts from KSL. All you got to do, send the word cash to 57500. And in addition, you get the breaking news alerts. You can win 250 cash from KSL on April 1st.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.